A new report from the University of Connecticut Health Center in Farmington shows high rates of work-related illness in Connecticut.
So we found that Connecticut is over the national average for occupational illnesses. We're about 8% higher than the national average.
That's Dr. Tim Morse.
I'm an emeritus professor at UConn Health and am the author of a study on occupational illness in Connecticut.
Morse looked at data from three organizations: the State Labor Department, the Connecticut Workers' Compensation Commission, and reports from physicians to the Connecticut Departments of Labor and Public Health. The data came from the year 2013. Morse found that rates of occupational illness in the state were high.
First of all, we found almost 8,000 unique cases of occupational illnesses in Connecticut.
Morse says that amounts to an increase in the rate of occupational illness of about 6% from the year before. In this report, Morse wasn't looking at broken arms or cuts and bruises. Those fall under the category of occupational injuries. Occupational illness is a bit different.
Occupational illnesses are more chronic conditions that are caused in part by work, but often have other factors that go into them.
According to the report, the most common forms of occupational illness are things like tendinitis and carpal tunnel syndrome, musculoskeletal conditions caused by repeated use. Moore says the term also encompasses things like skin and lung disease, anything that can be linked to a person's work. Moore says the causes of the high rates in Connecticut aren't clear. It could simply be a factor of reporting.
We know that occupational illnesses are underreported, so it could be just that people in Connecticut are more aware of the conditions and are more likely to report them.
Moore says the type of industry in the state could also impact the rate. According to the United States Bureau of Economic Analysis, Connecticut has a higher percentage of jobs in the manufacturing sector than the national average. Manufacturing had the second highest rate of occupational illness among large industry sectors. It was superseded only by the state government sector, which includes police and healthcare workers. Moore says companies can use the results of this report to help increase safety in their own workplaces.
Connecticut is pretty unique in having a requirement that all employers with over 25 employees have to have joint worker management health and safety committees. And so those committees can take these findings and both compare their company to the rate of the state and national as a whole, and they can also use the risk factors that are coming out from these to try to pay more attention to the emerging problems that might be more chronic and more hidden.
For WHUS News, I'm Charlie Smart.